Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Happy Pentecost. While most of us know that there are three branches of government, in recent years, I've heard it mentioned that there is a fourth branch, or in England, they call it a fourth estate, namely the media. Now, that's not a statement of fact, but it is a good reminder that the media is not just a passive reporter of facts. The media is a powerful actor in human life and in culture. It's a vehicle that not only communicates information, but it drives it, it forms and shapes information. Those of you who may remember from college or high school, the name Marshall McLuhan. He was a great philosopher of media, and his famous quote, "The medium is the message," is true. Marshall McLuhan actually was a convert to Catholicism when he was 29 years old. I learned this experience most of all, not from Marshall Luke McLuhan, but from a teacher, Monsignor Jim Toro. Monsignor Toro taught us St. Paul. And I remember him coming into class and he said, "Gentlemen, in this class, you will get to know the man, the message, and the medium of St. Paul." And Monsignor Toro would teach us not just the letters that Paul wrote, his medium, which is the majority of the New Testament, the letters, but by his very person, Monsignor Toro taught us about St. Paul. He knew him, not literally, although he was old, he was 100 years old, but not as old as Paul. But in his very person, in his very presence, Monsignor Toro was a medium of a message that he knew well and that he lived. My friends, you and I, as men and women, are a medium. We communicate powerful messages, not merely with our mouths, but with our whole self. Look at a little baby. A baby does not speak. And yet, how much he or she communicates, how much power that child has. Yes, our very human nature points to something bigger than ourselves. It has great power to deliver great good and hope, or things that are not so good. The office we hold, the positions we carry, the very person that we are is a media. Today's Feast of Pentecost is sometimes called the birthday of the church, and we arrive today at yet another revelation of Almighty God, another manifestation. We all know we celebrate Christmas, December 25, and that's the birthday of Christ, the second person of the Trinity. We have lived now 50 days of Easter, a manifestation of God the Father who raised his Son from the dead. And today's Feast of Pentecost celebrates the descent of the Holy Spirit. And it's worth noting on this day how he works, what he does. A few points. Number one, the Holy Spirit is not a bird. Although we use bird or dove imagery to represent him, he is not a bird. He is Almighty God himself, as much God as Jesus Christ is God, as much God as God the Father is God. And Pentecost is a real event. It happened in a historic moment of time to the apostles and the Blessed Mother. You can read about it in Acts 2, but at a certain moment of time, the Holy Spirit fell on these apostles in a new and a dramatic way. If the resurrection of Christ brought to the shame and wounded apostles this beautiful gift of healing, and he did, the Feast of Pentecost brought to those healed disciples the gift of mission, the gift of empowerment, the gift of going out and living the risen Christ. Another point. The Holy Spirit is always in relationship with the Word, and the Word is God. The Word is Christ. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is referred to as the breath of God. And that makes sense, because if the Word is going to be spoken, it needs a breath. You can't speak, you can't say a word unless you have breath. Scripture tells us that the Word of God is living and effective. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It has power to cut through bone and marrow. That sharpness of the Word is the Holy Spirit. He convicts and consoles. And his work is one thing. It is to bring us into communion with himself, with Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And how we need that conviction, how we need that to be brought out of ourselves and into a real and holy communion. You know, there's an expression out there these days getting traction, and it says, love is love. Well, my friends, that is not just dangerous, but it's hogwash. God is love. And God is a communion of life and love. God is God, and there is no other. You don't need me to tell you that there are many spirits in this world, and they're not all at the wine and spirit stores. There are many spirits. Today, we celebrate the person who is the Holy Spirit of God, and he's only one. There is only one Holy Spirit. In a few moments, we will declare him to be the Lord and the giver of life. And that is no small thing. Lord and giver of life. How many spirits in our modern day take away life? Just last night in Philadelphia, another mass shooting. Last weekend, 40 people across the city were shot. Life is being violated. I'm not so sure it's new ways, but it's certainly in a more loud way. How beautiful it is to profess and to know the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has power to govern our lives. You see, it's not just the government with the three branches, but it's you and I as human beings. And every day we operate judicious decisions with our will, with our conscience. We operate executive decisions with our will. And we think, we legislate for ourselves what we are to do. And to use those three powers of mind, of will, and of conscience in such a way that it is oriented to life, in such a way that it brings us into greater communion of God. Well, my friends, that's a wonderful gift. And that is the work and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is now time for us to be about that work, the very work of God. Today, on this 50th day of Easter, let us pray that beautiful and simple three-word prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. May God be with you this day.